KPCW reported last week that at least five of the elk were killed with a .22 caliber bullet. Wildlife officials say using this type of weapon would have caused a slow, tortuous death for the animals. DWR officials have not confirmed the cause of death of the sixth bull elk. John Nowoslawski lives in the area near Bittner Road, and he enjoys seeing the herd of bachelor elk that winter in his neighborhood. He first learned of the deaths about a week ago when he saw a next-door post on Facebook from a person living on Knob Hill. The Department of Wildlife Resources believe the killings occurred sometime during the month of January. Nowoslawski and his neighbor Andrea Buchanan decided to act and together started a GoFundMe account. It's been up since last Friday, and they've collected almost $19,000 as of this report.
Really thankful for everyone stepping up and contributing in such a way. I mean, we're at almost $19,000 now, and hopefully that makes somebody say what their buddy told them or a rumor that they heard or anything that we can pass along to the great folks at DWR.
Utah Division of Wildlife Resource Conservation Officer Jonathan Moser says they've received many calls from the public about the case. He reports they have received tips from a variety of sources.
I think that's absolutely amazing that people are willing to step up and stuff like that. I know there's got to be somebody out there knows something or sees something, has seen something, or any little tips will follow all the way out.
Nowoslawski says they've passed along tips to the DWR, but can't comment on the status of those leads.
He's doing everything he can, and I'll let him speak for himself. The best thing we can do is raise the money and get it out there in front of people who may or not know something. And in that regard, yes, we're having tons of traction.
He says GoFundMe regulations require the money be returned after 6 months if no payout occurs. Nowoslawski says any donated legal advice is appreciated. He believes the larger the reward purse, the more likely they'll catch the poacher.
Yes, you can absolutely keep donating. And the more money that's there, the more incentive it's going to be for somebody to provide the information that I'm sure is out there that'll lead to this guy going to jail. So with something like this, you know, it's a pretty horrible person. If you're that type of person, I'm sure you're going to turn on your friend for money. I really think it provides a deterrent, you know, future potential poachers in this area. And we're going to come after you if you poach here.
Andrea Buchanan, co-sponsor of the GoFundMe site, says she is stunned by the support and thinks every amount donated will help the effort to track down the poachers. Buchanan is a screenwriter and thinks the story is fascinating because she's discovered that hunters are the most aggrieved by the slaughter and cruel way the elk were left to die. She says if there is a silver lining, it's the way a community has rallied around the shared value of protecting wildlife.
There's just been so much division in society and our world and country, and it's been very heartening to come together with this community in the name of the elk and wildlife. And there's old people, young people, hunters, vegans, they're all working together to figure this out.
A link to the GoFundMe page can be found on kpcw.org. The DWR conservation officer, Jonathan Moser, is handling the case and can be reached at 801-476-2740. All observations and comments are welcome. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.